That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Great values with year two and year three wide receivers. Let's talk about them right now on Fantasy Football Today in Five. These are breakouts, and these are really high potential players here. Pay attention, but there could be some busts in there as well. So let's get to it. Jamie, who are some of your favorites when you look at year two and year three wide receivers? Who are some that, not necessarily your highest ranked, but maybe best draft values?
The two that I am very excited about, and you can see a very clear path to success because they're the number one guys on their teams now, if they weren't already in case of one last year. But Michael Pittman and Rashad Bateman. Michael Pittman in year three, Rashad Bateman in year two. Pittman is somebody that I keep moving up and up. I think he's in my top 15 now. Really excited about the addition of Matt Ryan. No T.Y. Hilton. I like Alec Pierce, but I don't think he's necessarily going to take targets away from Pittman. We saw a year two breakout last year, and I think the year three breakout will certainly happen. So I do think that he's got the chance to maybe even be a top 10 fantasy wide receiver this season. For Bateman going into year two, I mean, the opportunity is very clear. There is no more Marquise Brown. I don't think we're going to get the 140-something targets that Marquise Brown got last year because of everything you're hearing in Baltimore about them going more back to what their run-based offense looked like in 2019. But 100 targets for Rashad Bateman without Marquise Brown there, playing off of Mark Andrews as the second target in this offense, should give him the opportunity to be a borderline number two wide receiver. I don't have it ranked that way yet because there's so many guys, basically for me at least, from about 20 to 22 in my rankings to like 32, 34, 36 even. You know, it's just such a deep position. And, you know, I move those guys around constantly. So if you're checking my rankings, you probably see different guys there all the time. But those two in particular, Pittman, year three, Bateman, year two, love the setup for both of them.
Looking at ADP right now, back-to-back, year two, Rashad Bateman, going one spot ahead of year two, Devontae Smith. Who do you like better?
I like Rashad Bateman better. You know, Smith obviously has an opportunity to be, you know, a superstar based on what we saw in college, and hopefully with the Eagles trending in a more passing direction with the addition of A.J. Brown, we see a better year for Devontae Smith, but the addition of A.J. Brown makes it a little tough to trust Devontae Smith having that breakout season. So I think he's going to be a good value pick, but if they're going that close, I would much rather have Rashad Bateman.
Who would you rather have? Year three, Jerry Jeudy, or year two, Jalen Waddle?
It's a great question. I have them ranked very closely. I think Waddle is a little safer right now just because we could see Cortland Sutton be the number one guy there. We could certainly see Tim Patrick be involved in the tight ends and you know what the run game is going to be there for Denver. But, man, the upside for Jerry Jeudy is just hard to overlook. And, you know, I don't want to fall victim to – I spoke to Cortland Sutton. You know, I know what Russell Wilson's going to do with his receivers there. And so I could certainly see a – bigger season coming for Jeudy because of the addition of Tyreek Hill in Miami hurting Jalen Waddle.
Two guys going back to back, year three guys, wide receivers 28 and 29 off the board. More likely to break out, Gabriel Davis or Darnell Mooney?
That's a good one. I have Mooney ranked higher now by a couple spots, but I love the situation for both. There's just so many mouths to feed in Buffalo by comparison to nothing in Chicago. And so it's buying into, you know, we had this conversation on Monday's show about. Excuse my son coughing here. We had this conversation on Monday's show about buying into good offenses. And obviously Gabriel Davis is coming in with the greatest quarterback in the league right now, at least the greatest fantasy quarterback in the league right now. Whereas obviously Justin Fields is not that for Darnell Mooney, but Mooney may get 30 more targets. Would that be a surprise if he has, you know, 140, 150 target season and Josh Allen only gives Gabriel Davis around 100, you know, so I like Mooney a little bit better in PPR and not in half PPR. Gabriel Davis has a slight edge.
Give me one year two or year three player that you think might be a bust.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, I think it's kind of obvious based on what we saw last year from him. You know, if you want to say he's being drafted in the range, that doesn't necessarily call him a bust. That's fine. But just in terms of production from a year ago falling off, I think you're going to see production fall off for St. Brown. I think we're going to see the production fall off. No, he's a fourth year receiver. He was a third year breakout last year with Hunter Renfrow. But I was going to say Renfrow being another guy.
All right. Thank you very much, Jamie. Thanks to all of you for watching and listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.